Crossbones, written and read by Tracy Whitwell.
Prologue. It's still day. Well, I think it's day, but the sky is a strange yellow colour I've never seen before, and it's drizzling miserably. I draw in a breath, but it's shallow and it hurts my chest. My hands, flipping heck, they've got veins like ropes and there are liver spots. They're an old man's hands and I'm holding a shovel. It's heavy and I'm digging it into mud that's becoming slimy. Then the stench hits me. Jesus, it stinks. It's fetid. I look round to see where the smell might be coming from as my old man's hands push the shovel hard into the soft ground and I see a muddy turnip plop out right next to my feet. There are a few of these turnips and... what's that? Weird lumps of meat. Then I notice the meat has fingers and the turnips are made of bone. They're skulls. Skulls lying about the place with flesh and maggots everywhere. Before I can scream, I'm in a little dark room. There's a tiny open fire which is burning low with no heat. I can make out a window. There's a rag hanging in front of it and there's very little light. Again, it reeks. This time it's urine and something worse. There's a metal cup of some sort grasped in my veiny hand with watery looking tea in it. I hear coughing, distant, persistent coughing, and I see the cup fall from my hand. It hits the sawdust on the floor with a far off thunk. The coughing is becoming a wheeze. Then there's the sound of a woman screaming, desperate cries. You pulled him back out, my boy, my lovely boy, out of the ground. Why would you? Why? Then the room darkens further and suddenly the floor whooshes towards me and I open my eyes. Sheila is holding my hand and we're sitting on a bench overlooking the concreted ground and a little garden plot. The sun is trying really hard to peek out from behind the clouds. It's so nice to escape the stink and breathe fresh air again. You all right, love? Fucking hell, Sheila. I think I just died. Chapter 1. Scotland. Elsa, my friend. My shallow, beautiful, fashion-crazy, Londonista, journalista friend has just shocked the life out of me. We're sitting in Minnie's, our favourite Crouch End bull hole, with a bottle of wine between us and a bowl of skin-on fries, because some arsehole made the rule that you must eat something to order alcohol here, which is frankly outrageous and an infringement on my human rights. You're moving! Elsa nods. She's wearing a chic, dark grey cowl-neck jumper dress with a jacket that probably cost more than my parents' house. She'll have bought it on her credit card, like it was nothing, and will soon have to open another credit card to help pay this one off. Tans, I can't do this anymore. My rent in the new place will be £800 a month cheaper than where I am now. But Scotland! If I'm working for this new magazine, there'll be opportunities for me to blag my way into other commissions for other bigger mags later on. But I need to be there. I need to attend everything I'm asked to attend. Parties, drinks, book launches in people's living rooms, I don't care. I'm going to schmooze the hell out of the lot. And my flat will be 10 minutes from anywhere I might be invited to, so I can be in bed before midnight. But if I want to stay out late, I'll always be minutes from home in a taxi. I'm knackered, Tans. Right now, I'm a tiny fish in a pond the size of, well, London. I can't help laughing. Elsa might be flaky, but she's very funny. I'm constantly running to catch up with money. I could live well there on the wage they're offering and start paying off my cards. I have a couple of old friends from sixth form living in the area too, who are dying for my sophisticated London wit to light up their lives. Being here seemed the only sensible option after journalism school. But I've got to say, 10 years on, I'm in my 30s, I'm single, I'm tired, I'm getting worry lines, and I want a dog. Since when did you want a dog? I was brought up a half-country girl living on the outskirts of town. I always had dogs. I even had a horse. Something has switched in me. The last time I was mugged, I couldn't shake it off. I just started thinking, this is too much. Then that ghost in my house... I love that you and Sheila cleared her away. Poor old woman. But I started imagining myself getting older and more bitter, like a lemon left at the back of the